Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elton.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm real good.
Real good?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Friday show, the news show of Copy in Copenhagen.
Yes. How are you, Owen?
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Great.
So this is the episode where we talk about news. We talk about news in Denmark. We
yes.
talk about news in Scandinavia. And we yes. talk about news if we think it's worth talking about the news.
Related to Denmark, but maybe also related to other countries.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Maybe beyond the
maybe
globe,
beyond
the planet.
The realm.
Who knows?
Abby's normally here, but she's not here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also correct.
Yeah.
She's out clowning it.
She's out clowning it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
In a real sense.
In a real sense.
Marius is Danish, and I'm Irish.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to help us going forward in this episode of Copy in Copenhagen, but it's information for you to have.
It would be the prism we will view things through.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Now tell me, as I put my eye to the diamond, what am I going to see? What is the first piece of news we have?
Well, speaking of diamonds and prisms and things you can see things through.
Yeah.
Yes. Glacier ice.
Ooh, look at that!
That was a pretty good transition.
That's a good transition.
Yeah, I was happy with that one. So there's a startup in Greenland that's beginning to ship glacier ice to cocktail bars in the United Emirates and in Dubai, predominantly, I think it was. If you're...
A few questions.
Yeah.
A few. You keep going, but let's get... Yeah, go on.
Okay, so drinking a cocktail on top of Dubai's skyscraper may seem decadent enough, but a Greenland entrepreneur wants to add ancient glacier ice scooped from the fjords to the glass for the ultimate international thrill. Is the headline for this article in The Guardian. So, this entrepreneur, Malik Rasmussen, he is sort of... Because many people have tried this before, actually.
Yeah.
It's not a new idea.
Really?
Yeah.
This is an old this is an old business plan.
They've been craving glacier ice in their cocktails for years.
Right. Okay.
So but he's tried again. Oh, I don't know if he's tried before, but he's kind of, I think he's cracked it a little bit and figured out how to do it. That wow, yeah, that wasn't yeah. even attempted. So they're sort of out in small boats trying to scoop up, because it's not just any glacier ice.
Right.
It has to be, according to the company's website, Arctic ice is sourced directly from the natural glaciers in the Arctic, which had been in a frozen state for more than 100,000 years. These parts of the ice sheets have not been in contact with any soils or contaminated by pollutants produced by human activities. This makes Arctic ice the cleanest H2O
and then
on Earth.
Pour a lemonade on top, a Coca-Cola on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. They started in 2022. They've only dispatched its first 20 metric tons of ice recently.
What? So, okay. Does it say how they're shipping? It's being shipped like via like boats, right? They're not flying this stuff, are they?
I'm pretty sure they are. They get it in boats.
Yeah.
Because they have been getting some critique. Surely they're flying it to Dubai.
But how expensive is that?
Yeah.
Literally, like, tons of ice.
Yeah.
It costs money to put things in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs money to take things anywhere, but put things in the air is very expensive.
Yeah. So, where
there
is
there must be, like, a
fill up a refrigerated shipping container with the crates. The container is transported to Denmark by Icelandic shipping company. In Denmark, according to Arctic Eye, it's loaded onto another ship that takes it to Dubai.
Okay. Ah, okay.
So it is shipped, fair enough.
Still madness, but okay.
Yeah. It is getting a lot of flag for, like this is not, like, people.
Come on.
There's a fucking massive potential existential threat of an environmental disaster upon us.
Yes.
And this is what we're worried about.
Yeah.
If my fucking ice in my drinks is 100,000 years old and is the purest H2O ever.
Yeah.
Oh, makes you a little tired.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, best of luck to this entrepreneur. Kind of, yeah, yes, sure. Sure. Yeah. I'm not wishing it to stop, but I'm just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Too much money some people have.
Too
that's what
much
I say.
Money, yes. So yeah, it's 9,000 nautical miles it has to travel, this ice. Yeah.
Does it taste good at least?
Better taste of nothing.
Yeah.
yeah. Not great, but yeah, not to bash this entrepreneur's ambitions, but maybe not the right time to do it. yeah, that was a little story there.
Yeah.
Another story.
Yeah.
That caught my attention that I thought was kind of cute and related to because we got the whole coronation and everything.
Who's this so, now? What's this? What's this now? What's happening?
Abdicated.
And, who's this?
What? yes, he's stepping down.
Yeah.
Frederick is stepping up. And that's going to be a whole thing on Sunday. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Mm.
I read a cute article that takes us back to when Margrethe was a wee lass.
Oh.
And this is during the sort of end of the Second World War, where Richard Dewing made a trip from his home in England across the North Sea to become the Allies' head of mission to Denmark. His goal was to prevent the occupied country, which had been neutral since the Nazis invaded 1940, from turning into a battlefield. That was his task.
Okay.
This British Richard Dewing. He did very well. It was success, as we all know.
Yeah.
The Nazis didn't win the war.
Uh-huh.
We still have a Denmark.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Great. Good news. Great story. Thanks, Mark.
Yep. Thanks, Mark. Cool. Cool, Oyvind, as I called you once also. when he returned home after the liberation of Denmark in 1945, Dewing's Danish friends, they sought to express their gratitude by dispatching to his sleepy home in the village of Lydgate, Suffolk, an enormous thoroughbred known playfully as Little Brother.
Okay.
So it's a massive horse known as Little Brother.
Again with the shipping unnecessarily large objects.
Yes. It's a theme here. the good Dewey, he returned home after the liberation of Denmark, he found this horse waiting for him.
Okay. It got there before him.
It didn't. It came while he was... He made it home.
Okay.
So one day, Little Brother arrived at the gate of the rambling old rectory where he lived, said Jones. Dewing had ridden a little boar during the war, so he knew this horse. So they had a relationship.
Okay, this is heartwarming now.
Yes,
good. I could melt that glacier ice with the story, huh?
Oh my god! but sadly, and the horse was too big for most riders. But as a tall man, he'd have assigned to ride him. So the horse, Little Brother,
like a glove.
They fit like
perfectly,
a glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. Great, happy story.
However,
don't do this to me, Mark.
I'm sorry, Ivan. In Lydgate, it was a slightly different story. Because
yeah.
As appreciative as he was of this diplomatic gesture, Dewing wasn't sure what to do about Little Boy the horse. It was a very busy home with children and dogs everywhere, and now a horse, said. So it didn't really fit into his whole plan.
Yeah,
it was far too big for any of the children to ride. But I think Dewing had a bit of love for it, so he got it to work in the garden. He put a plow on it, and it helped in the garden.
Yeah.
So they got along. Eventually, the horse died.
Oh.
And you would think they would stop at that.
I mean, poor horse did his job, he died.
No,
what?
No.
Oh, what are you doing to me?
These very persistent friends of Dewing.
Who are these friends? Is this just Denmark?
Is
this an official? But is it like, you know, is it the government or is it just like one very wealthy Dane who likes giving this man horses?
I think it was both related to some of the, I think it's like the upper class, you know, the royals,
okay.
Some of them, like the bourgeois of Denmark.
Yeah.
Yes. Because a Danish magazine, Se & Hør, which is like one of our tabloid shitty magazines, they got caught wind of the horse dying.
So that all views are Marius's alone.
They caught wind of it and they wrote an article which stirred sort of emotions in the Danish public.
Yeah.
That they launched an appeal to raise money for a new horse. So they sent him another horse.
Okay.
A few weeks later, Store bro, not little bro, so big brother now, arrives at Lydgate.
Was it ironic? Was it a Shetland pony? Was it tiny?
No, it was another fucking big horse.
Okay, right, okay.
And the story goes that, family folklore has it, that Grandpa was mowing the lawn on Monday afternoon when a horse box pulled up, and my grandpa just muttered, "Oh, Lord." So, yes. So, to Doing's alarm, another big horse was arriving. Not the thoroughbred. Already named, already trained, and broken in. And it even had a note from Prince Knud, the uncle of the princess, now Queen Margrethe, explaining that the Danish friends had clubbed together to buy him another horse.
So, yeah.
What can we learn from that story, Owen?
One horse is enough.
Yes.
This man lived in a one horse, should have lived in a one horse town.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Any more lessons we can take from this? I think check in with your friends before you buy them a fucking pet.
Check in with your friends. See if they're hot to trot.
Hot to trot. Oh, I like it, though. That should go on a t-shirt or a t-shirt too. I will say we had already given the great Dewey. He'd become sort of a part of the Elephant Orden, which is the highest order.
We've talked about that before. The highest order in Denmark is the Elephant Order. What is it actually? What's the actual trans
Elephant Orden? Yeah,
it is. It's the Elephant Order, right?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Elephant Order. Yeah. So we'd already paid our respect, but we really like the good Dewey and like giving him horses. Apparently,
it feels like we're doing this is so well planned. There's like a little chain of connections between all our stories today. Yeah. You were talking about a man who was involved in the war times.
Yeah,
and a neighbor of ours is warning of possible war times.
What?
Yeah, Sweden.
No.
Sweden has come out and said, well, okay, not Sweden, the full country, but the...
Sweden had a Twitter.
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah, at Sweden.
At Sweden.
Twitter handle said, we're at war. No. The civil defense minister of Sweden has said, we should be prepared for war. There could be war in Sweden.
In Sweden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the...
against who?
Well, I think we all know who he's probably referencing. Denmark.
It's
Denmark. No. So he said this, and people were like, what? And then the commander-in-chief, I'm not going to say their names because I'm going to butcher a Swedish name.
Oh, please, come on.
All right, so let's make light of this.
I can't do it either.
Let's make light of this story.
Yes.
Civil Defense Minister Carl Oskar Bohlin and commander-in-chief General Mikhail Boyden. That's not too bad,
actually.
No,
that's pretty good, yeah.
Wrong, but...
Definitely wrong.
Yeah, but pretty good.
I don't think too far from right, yeah.
But he said, yeah, look, we could be at war. And the idea is that Sweden's soon, with all things going forward, going to be a member of NATO, as Abby has neglected to recognize, as we've brought up so many times to her. We've talked about this before, that Sweden's going to be a member of NATO once it's passed by Turkey.
Yes.
And Hungary has...
But Abby has a tendency to just ignore all this. Fade away our when we co-host, talk about anything about war or anything like
not
that.
Interested.
Yes, yes. Unless you do the sock puppets.
Sock puppets she listens to.
Yeah.
It's just caught everyone's attention because a Scandinavian country, and I think it's been two centuries since Sweden's been at war, something like that. It's been a long time anyway.
Yeah.
When like one of the countries that we all consider like quite peaceful and quite safe says, hey, we might be at war, people perk up and listen. And their point was, they were not trying to be alarmist or anything, they were just saying like, the times are changing. We need to take responsibility for the things that are happening in the world at the moment. So they're just trying to say like, hey, Sweden, people, things might get crazy in the future. We don't know. Let's be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a little push for them to get some more funding for their military maybe? Or...
You know what?
Because I just read a brief article about like the Danish warships. They haven't been able to... Like they actually can't fire anything. And that's not a recent thing. They haven't been able to fire for 15 years.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Because they don't have the...
No, because they're male functions, and because there's just deeply really? Underfunded, and I think all the funding just goes to keep the ships afloat. And
really?
Yeah. I haven't read the article, so...
That's, again, all opinions are Marius's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because as it is a bit... It is a bit alarmist. Let's be honest.
It is, but like...
Not to be alarmist, but we might be alarmed!
Yeah, it is. It's like, yeah. But like... I guess it's a strategical alarming statement. Mm-hmm. Strategically alarming. I don't know if they need funds, because if you're going to join NATO, you're going to...
Well, then you also have to spend some money.
Yeah. But it's like tensions are getting like it's close to Finland. Finland is having like slightly higher tensions with Russia at the moment, closing its border, yada yada. I don't know. It's just news.
It's just news.
I said I talk about news. I'm talking about news.
Sure. No. That's it. Yeah. It's just, you know, you guys always ask me questions to my stories, so I thought I'd try to do the same.
Yes, we do. So,
see how it feels. All right. Well.
But the good news is. If you were like, I'm too close to Sweden right now.
We are pretty close.
We are very close.
Yeah.
We're hop, skip, and a jump to Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to get a little further, you've got the third best passport. Being a Dane, yeah. If you have a Danish passport, you have the third best passport in the world to go somewhere else. As a Danish passport holder, you can go to 192 countries without visas.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Or you get a visa on arrival.
Yeah, okay. Out of how many countries?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting one, because it's like 193 in the UN, I think. Maybe it's more nowadays. I think there's 193 countries.
So there's only one country we can't go to?
Yeah.
No.
I think, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But it says, so the article says that Denmark is the third best, along with Austria, Ireland, Netherlands. Second best, actually, if you are in Sweden, don't worry.
195 countries.
Okay, there
you go. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you are in Sweden, if you're listening in your Sweden or Finland, you're in the top two, because you get an extra country, you get 193 countries. Ooh. Yeah. Finland, Sweden,
South Korea. Do we know what the country is that we don't get? In Denmark?
You can have a quick look if you want there now.
No.
Number one gets 194, so there's one country they all can't go to. I'm guessing it's North Korea. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Singapore, Spain all have 194. And then right at the other end of the whole thing, Afghanistan, you get 28 countries, which is pretty rough.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go.
So who was number one? It's a bunch of countries.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of countries have the same number. So France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Singapore, and Spain all get 194 countries.
Okay, Jesus.
What? Finland, Sweden, South Korea get 193. Denmark, Austria, Ireland, woo, and North Netherlands get 192.
How many do Americans get? Just
I don't know. I'd say you get a few. But there you go. That's an extra little thing to be happy about.
All right.
Another reason to get your citizenship. If you get a passport if you get a citizenship, right?
Ooh.
We'll ask Abby when she gets back.
Yeah, we'll ask Abby. Yeah, sure. And if you're missing Abby and her opinions, because she's not here right now,
yep.
And I know we are.
And we're not good enough.
No, but I just wanted to mention that Abby has a lovely little opinion piece, mm-hmm. op-ed, out in the Copenhagen Post, where she's reflecting a bit on her viewing the Queen's application and how that made her feel,
yeah.
And her relationship with royalty as an American.
Check it out.
So yeah, lovely read. Speaking of this whole coronation,
what now?
you know. I don't think anybody doesn't know now.
Anyone not know?
No one's not knowing.
Yeah.
No. It's happening this Sunday. That's the whole big switching of the who gets to sit in the big chair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole program. So I won't go through all of it. I'll just give you the highlights maybe. Because it kicks off from Amalienborg, where the crown prince couple, so Mary and Frederick, they will leave, and that's at 2:35. The queen, she heads off at 1:37. I don't know why they can't go together, but I guess they can. And they're all going.
Do you know why? Do you know why? It's probably because you can't. It's
get
probably
fitted in the horse and buggy thing.
But maybe, I don't know. But like, aren't royals not meant to fly together and stuff like that? Because there might be an accident, and
maybe
it's because like they can't put two of them in one place just in case something crazy would happen.
Imagine if that happened. She's abdicated, and then on the fucking way, her. God forbid. Dare even say it.
No.
But let's say something happened.
Something happened.
And somebody couldn't become king.
It'd be the nephew, wouldn't it? Her grandson.
No, I think she would keep it.
You reckon?
She's not giving it to Joachim. No. You crazy? It would be like giving it to Prince Andrew. No. I'm saying horrible things here. Stop
again,
yourself.
All opinions are Marius's.
Yes. Shut up. Moving on. So the big important thing is probably that the king and queen, they will return after they've been to Christiansborg and sort of done the slightly more official thing with Mette Frederiksen there. They're going to have a little party at 2:30 for specially invited guests. And at 3, if you want to see the king and hear his new motto. Because he needs to not a new motto. He has to come up with a motto. Apparently, I did not know this, but apparently, they all have like a little tagline.
That's brilliant.
Slogan.
I love that. What's hot to trot in Danish? Yeah.
I can't translate that. 36? Nah, I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, so he's gonna come out on the balcony and sort of do his proclamation there. I'm assuming you don't know what the Queen's motto was.
No, I'm not familiar.
No, it was God's help, the people's love, and Denmark's strength.
God's help, the people's love, and Denmark's. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Covering all bases there.
Yeah, hitting all bases there. Yeah. So we're gonna get to hear that. There won't be any like. I'm pretty sure they did that with Charles, didn't they? They gave him like the crown.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. He has to sit on a wooden chair with a big rock from Scotland underneath it. It's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's something rock. There will be no crown thing here.
Yeah, but I like that. I like this as a like ding dong dong. The Prime Minister is the one who like officiates, right? They say something and then it's done. Something like that, right?
But the reason is because we do have crowns, some beautiful ones with one for the Queen and one for the King.
Yeah.
The current crown we have was back from Frederick the Fifth, so under Frederick, they had that back in 1500 or something.
Ooh.
But the reason is of course because we are not a monarchy. The king doesn't have any power really.
No,
and
constitutional monarchy, right?
Exactly.
Wait, does that just mean like it's written in that you have a monarchy? What does that? Do you know what that what's the definition of that? Constitutional monarchy.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to say it, but it's, like, we have a constitutional monarchy here, and it's all this thing. They have to sign off on some things, but they're not really allowed to in any way kind of, go against it, any decisions made by the government. So, there won't be any hat handed over. The only time we bring out the crowns is when a king or queen dies, and then the crown is placed on top of their coffin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So will that happen to
Margrethe when she passes? Yes, they will bring out the queen's crown for that. Place it on her coffin. Don't be alarmed if you hear some cannon fire. It's not the Swedes going to war. That's at
maybe
10
that's
past
it. Maybe
3.
They're warning.
There'll be an honorary cannon salute from the Sixtus Battery. This whole thing ends at 5. Then there's another thing on Monday the 5th and Sunday the
21st. It's a big 4-day party thing. You're just like, everyone's like free drink for everyone for 3 days. All huff.
Huff.
Yeah, all flasks of huff is free as long as you say those words.
Yep.
If
only,
Yeah. No. Huff, for those who don't know, is crown, but also it's Carlsberg.
It's court. It would be court.
Oh, huff, sorry. Yeah. But it's also Carlsberg. If you ask for a Hof, you get a Carlsberg.
But that's because they were Kongli Hoflevandeur. So they were suppliers to the royal court.
No way!
Yes, so Hoflevandeur.
Oh, I always... So somebody told me that it was Hof was crown, and it's because Carlsberg has a little crown on it.
Yeah, but they, so that crown is the sort of any the supplier who gets to say... by a sort of royal decree or something, or delivering to the supplying to the crown, they get to have that special crown on their products.
Wow.
And it's a special sort of emblem, like design graphic thingy.
Okay, we gotta have a better look at our logo.
Maybe, yes. Come to think of it. But that's, you bring up an interesting thing, because now that Margrethe steps down, all, because she has been the one, like, personally, as the queen, saying, you get to be a royal supplier, you get to be a royal supplier, you get to be a royal supplier.
Yeah.
That all now falls away.
Oh, you have to...
Because Frederick now is the guy who has to...
So if he doesn't want...
Yeah, I think Carlsberg would be an exception, though.
Probably.
I would imagine. But yeah, technically it kind of... And there's now this whole debate about, well, is this something we need to keep? Because the rules are a bit murky about how to become it, and there's probably a lot of sort of nepotism and a little favor for a friend and stuff like that, right? So they're considering if that should still be a thing.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, so we might not have any more royal suppliers.
And those royal suppliers will be supplying a constitutional monarchy, which is a monarch that exercises their authority in accordance with the constitution and is not allowed to make its own decisions.
Yes.
So that's what that is. Just off the top of my head.
What I said, but just more eloquently put.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the news, I think.
That'll do it. That'll do it, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you've joined us on iTunes, give us a review if you can. If you've joined on Spotify, just do the same. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with copyincopenhagen@gmail.com. Yep. And if you like what we do and want to help out and keep it going, you can become a Patreon. Get onto Patreon. Coping in Copenhagen, become a member, 60 kroner a month, which is less than like 20 kroner an episode. Not only keeps us going, but also gives you access to special, exclusive content.
That is correct. Yeah, we're going to watch Ehrenfeld, I believe it's called, and do some funny commentary on that.
Yeah.
Is the plan.
So it's coming up this month.
Coming up this month.
If you get involved, you can always tell us what you'd like us to look at and talk about. And thank you so much to everybody who has signed up. It's greatly appreciated.
Yes, thank you so much. I had a listener and a friend write me in and ask me if I wanted to promote something as a hot tip.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have something you want to promote here happening here in Copenhagen, write us. I'm happy to promote it unless it's like something I find deeply offensive. I will give my not the royal recommendation, but the Copenhagen recommendation.
Sure.
Oh my God, could we? I don't know. Shampoodle, ladies and gentlemen, have hit the streets of Copenhagen. A lovely friend, Christina, who's very professional. She started a business where she is simply driving around to anyone who has a dog and that needs some grooming. And she will come to your house, groom your dog. That's both beneficial for the dog and the owner. The dog will be in their own home, which makes them more relaxed, easier to groom them. It'll be less stressful for the dogs.
That's a lovely hot tip.
So if you want to treat your little dog, check out shampoodle.dk. That is shampoodle.dk.
Good tip. Yes. We will be back on Monday for the Copenhagen chatty conversational episode. We're going to be talking about trust in the government, trust in the state. That's what we're talking about next Monday.
Yeah.
Abby will be back for us then, and I hope you join us then. But until that moment, stay
coping.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.